Was the famous coloured jazz singer Bo Dudley. Now, Bo, what colour are you?
Well, I'm a sort of fleshy pink, bit purple in the corner of the eyes, bit blue around the chin.
Yes. Now, that was a sort of Harlem tune, wasn't it?
Yes, a darky melody.
Yes. I think some of the lyrics may be a little incomprehensible to the English audience. Do you think you could explain some of the idioms, some of the slang, verse by verse?
Why not? Be delighted. Mama's got a brand new bag, yeah!
Mama's got a brand new bag, yeah. Now, this is fairly straightforward. Presumably, the mama has gone out into the bustling streets of Harlem. She's seen this attractive bag, and she's bought it. What sort of a bag would that be? A sort of rockaboogie baggy? What?
Yes, a rockaboogie Chattanooga whim-wham gaily coloured plastic bag.
Which she's bought and taken home.
Exactly. And she goes on, we're gonna groove it the whole night long, baby!
We're going to groove it the whole night long, baby, yeah. Now, presumably, she's going to decorate the bag in some way with indentations, yes, with these grooves for her baby.
Exactly. It's probably its birthday or an anniversary or something.
Yes. Now, how is this grooving done?
With a groover. In the old days, of course, when they used to have knife grinders and watermelon sellers in the street, they used to have groovers as well. Mississippi Groover! They used to shout their wares.
But now it's done in the home.
It's a domestic thing now.
And it,
yes,
takes all night.
It certainly does. And she goes on, we're gonna work it out, baby!
Ah, we're going to work it out, baby. Now, surely she should have worked it out before she started grooving.
Exactly. It's rather putting the chicken before the china shop, isn't it? Once she's grooved it, she suddenly decides to work it out. This
a
is
bit late.
Darky dilemma, yes. And then she goes on, we're gonna shake it tonight!
We're going to shake it tonight, presumably in frustration and rage at the fact that she's grooved the bag badly without working it out properly.
Exactly. What frustration. And then she goes on, stretch out, stretch out. She's feeling a bit tired, so she feels, get a bit of kip, you know, stretch out. And then, I hear you talking.
Is that the neighbour she hears talking through the paper-thin walls?
Exactly. A disgraceful business, just as she wants a bit of kip. And then, turn me on, baby!
Ah, now this, turn me on, baby. Is she asking her husband to spin her round on the prostrate form of the baby out of rage and frustration again?
No, this is a very colourful reading, but not absolutely accurate. In fact, it's asking the baby to turn the light on. Turn, for me, in parenthesis, the light on, baby.
Oh, I see. Like the German, I out of the door go must.
No. However, she goes on to say, you're burning up now, baby!
You're burning up now, baby.
You're burning up now, baby. The baby's turned the light on, fused the electric system, and the whole wigwam's shot up in flames.
You don't think any of these lyrics could be in any way connected with making love or sex?
Oh, good Lord, no. And anyway, I wouldn't sing that sort of garbage.
Good. Well, basically, this is a simple story of a Harlem mother who's gone out into the bustling markets of her home place. She's seen a gaily coloured rockaboogie plastic bag. She's taken it home. She's grooved it all night, but she hasn't worked out how to groove it properly. In her rage and frustration, she shakes the bag. She lies down to go to sleep, but the neighbours start talking. She asks the baby to turn on the light, and the whole wigwam goes up in flames. And one is left with the underlying question, wouldn't she have better spent the money on rewiring the house rather than on these gaily coloured plastic bags? And indeed, should these bags be on sale to people not quite ready to use them in a responsible fashion?
Mama's got a brand new bag, yeah! Hey, Mama's got a brand new bag! We gotta groove it the whole night long, baby! We gotta groove it the whole night long, baby!
Thank you, Bear.